according to international tourism highlight, Europe account for half of the world international arrivals. We saw that. Asia and the Pacific with 1 in 4 arrivals. So in Asia and Pacific, which India falls under, that Far Eastern country also fall. So out of all 4 arrival, 1 is in East Asia and Pacific. Pacific, when we talk of Australia, New Zealand, Pacific Ocean islands like Fiji, like Vanuatu, all these are Pacific Ocean, Papua New Guinea, all these are Pacific and Asia. Europe represent 40% of international tourists, followed by Asia Pacific of 1/3. 4 out of 5 tourists travel within their own region. Inbound tourism happens within that region. Europe account for 1 in 2 trips in the world outbound tourism. So these are some statistics. Southern Mediterranean Europe led growth. So when we talk of South Europe and Mediterranean, what are we talking about? We are talking about Spain, we are talking about Portugal, we are talking about Italy, Greece, Cyprus on one side, and then the other side of Africa, on this side of is Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria, some part of Egypt, especially the tip, Alexandria and all that, they are accounting for Europe. Ayata-wise, Algeria, Tunisia, and Morocco are in Ayata geography, they are known as Europe. Why? Because of the weather, the Mediterranean climate, the need for tourists are met in these areas. So they account for good growth there. Balkan destination. Balkan nation showed upbeat result, and more mature destination in the Mediterranean reported positive result with particular robust growth in Italy, Portugal, Greece, and Malta. Result across destination in Central and Eastern Europe were mixed. Outbound travel from Russia slowed down to some destination. What we talk about Central Europe and Eastern Europe, all those CIS countries are Eastern Europe, which were previously, few of them were under USSR. Now they are showing a lesser growth, but the West, the Mediterranean, which I just spelled it out to you, Italy, Portugal, Spain, have showed a wonderful, robust growth. We are just accounting for inter-regional travel in Europe. The Netherlands posted robust result. When we talk of Netherlands, what are we talking about? We are talking about Holland. Netherlands and Holland are for the same country. Capital is Amsterdam, and their national carrier is KLM. In Western Europe, the Netherlands posted robust result, building the tourist disparate action undertaken to promote tourism beyond Amsterdam. Northern Europe saw modest performance with mixed result across the destination. Here we are taking and reading the statistic part. Booking out of the United Kingdom were slower to Euro area because of the fluctuation in currency rate, while the lower value of the pound favored travel to more affordable destination outside the Euro area. When we talk of Euro, we are talking of the currency of European Monetary Union. Student, please note, UK, England is not having their currency as Euro. Also, UK, England, or Britain is not part of Schengen visa. I repeat, it is not part of Schengen visa. So if you have exit out of Paris, gone to London, technically you would need to enter Europe in Schengen state, another entry or a visa. If you have a multiple, you're fine. Single entry, exhausted. So that is the explanation of various statistics that we saw. We saw at the Pacific, some of the Chinese outbound travel continued to fuel growth in many destinations. Chinese spending on travel abroad was somewhat lower in 2019 statistic. You know, Chinese have season round the year. They don't experience too much of cold. And Chinese travel in various parts. So you have various reasons for Chinese to travel. And Chinese travel in a number. A small family would travel that include grandfather, grandmother, son, daughter-in-law, children, all would go travel, especially their peak season is the Chinese New Year that comes in January and or February. And again, Southeast Asia, fastest growth among Asian sub-region with the Maldives recorded double-digit growth, capitalizing on the increased visitor from Chinese and European market. One of the reasons Maldives invited it, they have huge number of islands, at all what they say. More than 150 to 180 such islands where tourists can go and stay. The capital is, of course, Male, but that's a capital. That's like any capital of a country. Tourists go to different destinations. They are spread over in Indian Ocean. Maldives, please remember, Maldives is an independent country. Many times there is a confusion between Maldives and Lakshadweep. Both are group of islands in Arabian Sea. Lakshadweep, a union territory belonging to India. Maldives is an independent country being part of SAARC, but total sovereign country with their capital as Male. Intra-regional tourism in Asia-Pacific, Nepal and Bhutan continue to show strong growth, while India, the sub-region largest destination, posted strong growth in the receipts. Now, we understood exactly what receipt means. All tourist spending on hotels, airline ticket, accounting is receipts. Receipts may differ from the number of tourist arrival, simply because what tourists spend is receipt for a foreign country. Okay, we are moving again on recorded robust growth in 2019 with many destinations achieving double-digit result. So before the COVID came in, 2019 was a wonderful year for tourism. Nobody at the end or even in end of December 2019 could have ever thought that we are looking for tourism industry to a total new experience of drop in tourism to the tune of 70 to 80% for some region. And in some region, we notice a drop of 100%. Yes, few destinations recorded very poor performances. Myanmar. What is Myanmar? Burma led growth benefiting from a surge in Chinese visitors thanks to visa facilitation. Myanmar, before the military coup there, it was perfectly moving in right direction because they came up with lot of facilities for visa, ultimately resulting and inviting Chinese in big number to Myanmar. In Northeast Asia, were led by the Republic of Korea, thanks to the increase in visitor from China and Southeast Asian country. As I said to you, Chinese are good spenders and they travel in small group of a family in big numbers, especially Chinese New Year. When that holiday season comes in, you would find Chinese everywhere in Southeast Asia. Those who can afford and are comfortable with English travel internationally as well. We are taking into consideration the statistic of 2019 that were published in 2020, taking all the account. These are important to note. All these statistics are important for tourism industry to do a lot of research, advanced work, putting up new flight, exploring new markets, and so on and so forth. Like Myanmar was very promising, even for Indian tourists. We had a flight from Kolkata to Yangon, and some airlines were connecting out of Mumbai to Kolkata and onward to Yangon, and came the military coup there. That has really disturbed growth to Myanmar. Otherwise, Myanmar was doing fairly well. Lot of Indians have visited Myanmar when visa facilitation was easy. You were given electronic visas. In Caribbean, which is in Pacific, in Atlantic Ocean, smaller island saw double-digit growth. Large destination like Bahamas, Jamaica enjoyed continued solid growth. What happens there? Other than the tourists who come in from US, good number of tourists come from Europe and the cruise. Jamaica and Bahamas are the common port of calls where many ships do stop. In North America, Mexico, as it is pronounced locally there, not Mexico, but Mexico, and Canada showed robust results. So these were absolutely well we were doing in 2019. Central America showed uneven results across destination. Costa Rica, the sub-region's most visited destination, posted solid results. International arrival to South America went down with a mixed performance throughout the year. South America registered some drop in 2019. Other than that, if you have been monitoring, it had been continuously, we have been reading that most regions showed growth. Some were double digit, though internationally, overall growth wasn't double digit in 2019. But some areas did register. And that double digit was purely because of people exploring new destination. Okay, and then we come to the tourism. What is the highlight in the bullet point for Middle East we are looking at? Major component of the economy for some countries and destination. While some oil-based economies are opening up for strong tourism development, I would mention here very importantly, Saudi Arabia, which was traditionally a tourist destination only for religious and pilgrimage tourism, is coming up in 2021 in a big way. There are reports that possibly the headquarters of UNWTO could shift from Madrid to Riyadh. A regional office has already been opened up by UNWTO and Riyadh. UNWTO, the umbrella body for tourism organization, is facing funding problems because their member states are developing countries who cannot support with big funding that is required to give a boost to tourism. So Saudi Arabia is coming up with great amount of interest shown in tourism growth. They are coming up, they recently held an investment conference in Riyadh where they invited 1,000+ investors, potential investors, to invest in the tourism industry of Saudi Arabia. That is a Gulf or a Middle East destination. Egypt has enjoyed a remarkable rebound in the past 2 years, which experienced a lot of downward trend happening in Egypt because of the negativity, some terror attack. Arab Spring, which happened, that was seeing continuous. But because Egypt has heritage, culture, archaeological sites, the famous Pharaoh's civilization there, the pyramids, and Pharaoh's culture spread into entire Egypt, including The River Nile, which is a lifeline, has always supported Egypt tourism industry, and they are successfully shown a bounce back in last 2 years, especially from German tourists. And student, please note that Germans are really in big numbers. They travel, and their spending capacity is quite high as compared to other tourists, because Germany stand with a good economy. The strongest economy of Europe is of Germany. Their currency is euro, of course, but once when they had their own currency known as German Mark, was the most strong currency. With the help of Germany only, Greece has remained in European Monetary Union. Okay, so that Germany has supported, and Germans were traveling to see the real Egypt. Recorded history. And the Emirates of Dubai, which is under United Arab Emirates, saw an increase in arrival, fueled by an increase of visitors from India, the Emirates' top market. So, as I have already said, Dubai is the top market from India. Arrivals in Qatar. Qatar is a small oil country producing oil. Technically, if you look, Qatar has the highest per capita income of the world. Highest per capita income. And what are they depending on? The natural gas. 25% of the world natural gas is with Qatar. And their national airline, Qatar Airways, is recording leaps and bounds. They fall under the top 10 airlines of the world. So Qatar, the most open visa country in the Middle East, grew a double-digit building on visa facilitation measures to attract long-haul markets. The preparation for the World FIFA World Cup 2022 also contributed to the influx of foreign tourists in the country. Despite being a very small country, if you look at the map of Qatar, it's just like a thumb on a mainland of Arabian Peninsula. It hangs out like a thumb. That's Qatar. But Qatar Airways have really given jitters to Emirates Airline. They are very successfully being marketing themselves and doing successful business. They have been competing with Emirates Airline and Etihad Airways. Earlier, it was part of Gulf Air. Qatar, Abu Dhabi, Oman, and Bahrain were the co-owners of Gulf Air. But right now, other than Bahrain, all the three countries have their own airline. Qatar has registered a big growth, and they are looking forward for 2022. They also have the Al Jazeera channel, which is in some way a competition to CNN in English media. Okay, now we are looking at North Africa, where Tunisia continue to grow a double digit. Morocco, the capital of Morocco is Rabat, another important city. They have many important cities, Marrakesh, they have Casablanca, as also another important tourist destination. Good flow of tourists come in from Europe, especially from Spain to Morocco. So it also gave a double digit growth. So overall, this what we are saying, sub-Saharan African island destination like Madagascar, Comoros Island, there are about 5 islands in the Indian Ocean: Madagascar, Comoros, Seychelles, Mauritius. They are all in Africa and sub-Saharan African region. Cabo Verde, Seychelles contribute to capitalize on increased air connectivity. Seychelles provide connectivity on East Air Seychelles. Okay, here we conclude our talk. We took into consideration various type of tourism. We saw the tourism growth. We saw the statistic provided by UNW. Thank you very much. You are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.